Alex Beckett, who speaks Chinese fluently, is the president of Wau Tijun Hospital in South Sudan. He said when the Chinese medical team first came to Wau 10 years ago, he was still a volunteer. That's when he came into contact with his Chinese counterparts. Though the Wau Tijun Hospital is the largest in the state of Western Bahr el-Ghazal, it still lacks doctors and advanced equipment. Beckett said as soon as the Chinese medical team arrived, they came to check their equipment and repaired the only CDFI, ultrasound machine, in the hospital.
If they come to the hospital and they see that there is some equipment which are not functioning, they will do their best to repair that equipment so as to work well. When they have more drugs which they are not in need of it, also they bring them here to the hospital. So our relationship as a hospital with the Chinese medical team, I can say it is brother-to-brother relationship. It is not official. Whenever we ask, they're ready to help.
Apart from technical support, Zhao Shenxian, commissar of the Chinese medical team, said they also help train local medical workers.
We use our spare time to give training lessons at the hospital, or they send their doctors and nurses to do internships at our hospital for 1 week or even 1 month. We teach them so that they can improve.
The hospital set up by the Chinese medical team has provided treatment for many local residents. Stephen has been living in a refugee camp in Wau for 2 years. He said everyone in the refugee camp is grateful to the Chinese medical team.
Chinese are really helping us. Many women are used to deliver day and night, and they are used to be taken there. Many children were born in the Chinese hospital. Now two teams have been changed, and then we get this third team now. Chinese are really helping us. Whenever we call them, they respond our call. They are doing good for us.
The hospital set up by the Chinese medical team is the highest medical institute in the western sector of the UN mission in South Sudan, which became independent of Sudan in 2011 after years of civil war. The medicines in greatest demand include anti-malaria drugs such as artemisinin, which was discovered by the Chinese Nobel laureate Zhu Youyou. China deployed a 700-member battalion for peacekeeping mission to South Sudan earlier this year, which included 3 infantry companies and 1 supply company. For CRI, this is Qin Shenming.